Yesterday, Samoa's head of state issued a proclamation suspending the opening of parliament that he'd ordered just 2 days earlier on the 20th of May. The proclamation said that parliament will not open, quote, until such time as to be announced and for reasons that I will make known in due course. If parliament had convened, Samoa looked set to have its first female prime minister, Fiame Mataafa, replacing the world's second longest serving prime minister, who'd been in the top job for 22 years of the 40 years of the Human Rights Protections Party, or HRPP, which has been in power for 4 decades in Samoa. It's the latest of many, many dramatic twists in Samoa since the April 9 election, where a newly formed opposition party, Fatuatua Ile Atua Samoa, UATAS, or FAST, I'm not sure if I've got the pronunciation much close there, but the acronym is FAST Party, which won 25 seats, the same number as the HRRP, with the 51st seat won by an independent. Well, to talk us through the latest political intrigues in Samoa, we're joined by George Carter, Research Fellow in Geopolitics and Regionalism at the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University. And George also holds the title Mata, which is a chiefly title of Sala in his where his family hails from in Samoa. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Julian, and our fellow listeners this morning.
Great to have you, George. Before I ask you to take on the fairly daunting task of explaining all the twists and turns since the 9 April election, what does the head of state's suspension of the opening of parliament mean for the current situation?
Thank you. So last night at 10 o'clock in Samoa time, my head of state set forth a new writ, or proclaimed a new writ, that parliament will be suspended. And in his reasoning, he said he will make his reasons in due course. This leaves much uncertainty on what the next step will be, as according to the constitution, there is supposedly, which is the 45th day of since the last general election, parliament should reconvene tomorrow, which is Monday. So right now, everyone is holding their breath as to why the head of state, his reason as to why this suspension. And so, yeah, right now, uncertainty until the head of state makes that reason as to why.
We were expecting that when parliament resumed, Samoa would have its first female prime minister, Fiame. Could you tell us a little bit about her background and also perhaps explain why gender was actually crucial to the machinations after the April 9 election because of the number of female MPs elected?
Sure. So Fiame Naomi Mataafa needs no introduction for anyone who follows Samoan, but also Pacific politics. She is the daughter of the first Prime Minister of Samoa when it became independent in 1962. And she has been, as well as holding traditional paramount titles in Samoa with vast family connection around the country. Beyond that, she's also been in parliament since 1985, so 35 years. With the Human Rights Protection Party, and under which the most recent of her long-standing career, she has been the Deputy Prime Minister. So she actually left the party last year after frustrations with not only the party, but also the Prime Minister in 2021, in 2020, very much along the line with three forms of legislation that was submitted last year. And so she comes into joining FAST 5 months, but 5 months towards elections. They make her the, you know, the leader of the party. And she garners the support not only of Samoans in Samoa, but also residing here in Australia, New Zealand, and around the rest of the world. And she has been very supportive and actually has taken the lead in much of regional and national gender empowerment initiatives around the Pacific. So she's very much heralded as a woman, female leader that many aspire and look up to. Now, in Samoa, there is a gender quota, which in 2013, sets forth a quota of 10% of parliament that needs to reflect the numbers of women in parliament if that's not attained. Now, this year, when they went to elections after 51, five women were voted in into elections. However,
so just less than 10%.
Just less than 10%. And so the question that was put forth and why the Office of Electoral Commissioner said for a proclamation that an added woman candidate was supposed to be added. But that was since, and so someone from HRPP came in. However, FAS took this decision to the Supreme Court, and they were able to sort of quash this. And now there's only five. The ruling is that that enactment can only be done after the swearing-in of Parliament, but not before the swearing-in of Parliament.
Right. So there was some discussion about the nation going back to the polls, but in the end, the Supreme Court said that, that Parliament should convene. Is that correct?
That's correct. So one of this, this is all within this 45-day period from April 9th till now. One of the proclamation set forth by the head of state was we should go back to re-elections since there's very tight number within Parliament, but as well with about 28 electoral petitions within the Supreme Court. And so to fast speed everything, let's go back to elections. So there's a call, especially by the Human Rights Protection Party. And one of that reason is the fact that with now the stalemate of 26 within FAST and 25 within HRPP, if you look at the number of voters, HRPP actually won the majority of votes. But in terms of the constituencies, it came short of 26-25.
Mm. The sort of knife edge electoral politics that some Australians have become used to as well. We're speaking with George Carter, research fellow in geopolitics and regionalism at the Australian National University. George, you mentioned that the very fast rise of FAST came after some controversial laws that were passed in 2020 that changed the sort of constitutional, judicial and customary frameworks for rule in Samoa. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So FAST started off with the departure of Lauri Malietoa, one of the HRPP then minister. And so he, and this is to, May 2020, together with three other MPs, as well as Fiamme Naomi, pretty much set the stone, set the groundwork for this political party 5 months going into election. So it did not exist. What they did, however, they conducted a national roadshow. They went out to constituencies right around the country. But they also had a very strong base overseas, disgruntled diaspora who are not able to have a voice within the politics because we do not have overseas voting, but as well as this big frustration on the current prime minister, the caretaker prime minister, Tuila Epa, and you know the way that policies are consulted at a fast without proper consultation. So all these factors led to this party in 5 months coming into elections and actually taking half of the votes within parliament is such a big fascination phenomenon for political scientists.
Yes, but it does seem now that the there's at least a question as whether the democratic institutions of Samoa will hold. What's your sense of whether the current Prime Minister is willing to leave power, George, and what do you think will happen from here?
Well, you know, time will tell, as I said.
Very diplomatic.
Previous, you know, this is a 45-day period that's happening at the moment. And this Prime Minister, has a legacy of strong leadership, but also very strong political strategist. And we will know until the 45th day, but what he's, in terms of the strategies he's employing, and they're all within the constitution, they're all within the law, and they all abide to. But the important thing is that we still also have these institutions of the judiciary that are able to seek redress. And of course, what we saw this morning is that there is actually been a lawyers have taken this up with the Chief Justice, and
So it's going back to the Supreme Court.
Yes, well, it's going back to the Supreme Court.
Very much a case of watch this space, George Carter. We're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, but it sounds like there are more twists and turns to come in Samoa's constitutional adventures. Thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning.
Fafdai Lava, thank you.
And George Carter is Research Fellow in Geopolitics and Regionalism at the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University.